The University of Alaska Broadcasting Service proudly presents Poetry by Oliver Everett, past Poet Laureate of Alaska and Professor of English at the University of Alaska. Here now is Professor Everett.
I'm reading from Studies in White from the volume Green Peter and Other Poems. The poem is a series of shorter sections, but I will not read the subtitles. Why do you come face upward, floating out of the place where shadows gather? Is it because you refuse to be forgotten, or are the waters of sleep touched with resurrection? You seem real till I reach out to touch you, and you sink, sucking me down into colder waters. Lips, tresses, voice, not quite forgotten in those soft, slippery depths of those black bottoms. Are these things true or but the dream between the seeing and the seen? The day past, the day to be, flitting, faster flitting, I watch them spinning, disappearing in the sea, while I remain a shadow hovering along a vaguer coast, where the waves roll luminescently, and the outward passing boats cough hoarsely in and from the mist. A lone gull circles, falls, seen for a moment in a small spindrift. The boat drifts slowly, dragging the anchor toward the misty shore, where a vacant cottage waits my coming. I, who have been here before, sorrow not to know the circle closes. The fish under the lily breathes quietly as it awaits the angler. The smallest clouds slip away to beds of amber. How green is the water! Silence, first a gull, then a dove. Out of the silence, the full rich flood. Why do these scales form upon my eyes? I renounce too little and too much. I must take the lost path and recover the ancient voices where the doors swing open at a touch and the God in me rejoices. In this stillness, where the silence flows together and the ear has lost the meaning of the tongue, here there is light without a shadow, for a longed-for Shiloh now has come. The sea is silent where the sea alone exists, yet rising from its whiteness, I see the little hands of mist moving clayward. I was once a wisp of this strange movement, and the spirit moves upon the waters in primeval fog, knowing that the mists and waters mirror God. Not a discordant note, the incessant flow in iambic feet. I am, I am, I am, I am to be. It is the main current that is roiled, the earth mover. The side streams filter away, move softly. I am fallen in green pools. Creeping under the rock, the minnows find me gentle. Let me rest for this moment under the shadow of a leaf. Action and inaction, who can define them? I have seen inaction in motion and action in the cessation of all activity. As a fishhawk poised on a thermal over the ocean, stops, rests, so have I spread my wings. Carest thou for anything in this world? None, Lord. Or in that to come? Thou art enough, Lord. Effortless in the lifting gyre I drift, my song the wind's voice. Yet higher I see the red clouds rift, and below the waves rolling the pink shells over, the ants in the red sand. Oh, the terrible patience. Suum quique, I find no work perfect. He who does his task with true decorum, caring nothing for the praise, he is Servus Servorum. I move here between the lovely and the veiled lovely. Perhaps it were best that you leave me and I return to my lonely vigil. The slow leaves fall too slowly. The wind freshens too often. The scarlet bird calls out of the stillness. The strange tide moves too slowly. The leaf turns too slowly in the eddy. When will I away over cold flood to the altogether lovely? A pair of white feet is all that I keep, shining with the altogether lovely. From the moment I saw her, I loved her. Dark rivers falling in fragrance, washing along her shoulders, rippling and lapping along an island, rising whitely. Her eye beams danced from green windows into the sunlight. She wounded the wind with her voice as she sang into the whiteness. From the moment I saw her, I kept her, wed to my visions. Dark rivers falling past islands of whiteness, green lights that glimmer in fogs on the headlands. An old wave caught me, curled around me. She wounded the wind as she sang into the greenness and whiteness. Did she not know that her undulant motion would draw me and lead me into the rollings and swellings, into the dark green tides of the vast? I have known the sermons of the sea, the long waves pulling their edges under, climbing a naked reef, salting a meadow. Vastness, rhythms moving and compelling. What words does sky use? Kung asked. Fluttering white awe, responded Rambo. Abba, cries the green wave swelling. Verily, replies the white surf. Always, says the white crest falling. Trinity of wind, sky, water, rolling in the wash of Father. The voice of the angel was soundless and vibrant, pitched too high for mortal hearing, quivering flashes setting up a new vibration. My nerves caught it, my tears heard it. Voice, warm and melting, flowing out of the great island of eternal pulsings. Oh, the voice of running laughter, filling the night with rhythms, the stars laughing together in their noiseless chorus, the wind laughing in the fir trees while the jackpine shook in all his needles, the willow doubling in spasms, the elms clutching their sides while the bur oak clapped his leafy fingers over his cavern. The brook stumbled at a pebble, chortling. The whirlpool sucked at her brother the whirlwind to tease him. The wind tossed a leaf and a feather into the vortex. The crickets were silent. The frog, deep in his pool, listened. The fingerling ceased to breathe in the laughter of waters. Voice of the waters endlessly, endlessly pouring out of a timeless morning into a clockless midday falling, falling. In the warmth of light, I squeeze myself, knowing the goodness of the darkness, the clock cheerily clucking the moments. The wind through the shutters is bringing the incense of myrrh. The whole light fumbles at the darkness. To know the will, the whole will, and to wrap oneself in it. There shall a star arise, as in the days of Moses. Thunder, glory, trembling. Hail out of morning. Lo, Tirzah, I am Bethany, a house of figs. To the right, the evening sunstraw splashes its liquid violet against the midriff of the darkened mountain, inviting us to linger for a moment and accept the darkness with thanksgiving. Eyes follow the beacon light of violet westward. Over the crests of gold, the crimson changes. As we awe, the thunder speaks and the lightning etches the promise on the farthest slate of heaven. My child, I come quietly, like sunbeams down a shaft of light, to dance in stillness. I come softly, like the flow of rivers confidently moving through spongy meadows. The cymbal crashes past where I leap the white rapids to reach you. Bend down your ear. Listen. I come quietly like the fog that is drifting down through the valleys. I enfold you in my white baptisms. The moss flowers love me. My child, I come quietly, quietly, only as you love me.
You've been listening to Oliver Everett, professor of English at the University of Alaska. This program was produced in the studios of KUAC for the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. The University of Alaska Broadcasting Service proudly presents Poetry by Oliver Everett, past Poet Laureate of Alaska, and Professor of English at the University of Alaska. Here now is Professor Everett.
Our Lady of the Hemlock. He came to commune, but the lady was withdrawn behind the veil. Though he could have forced the door so poorly kept, he turned away to the turbid fires where the bluebird wept. Let the lady seek, but she shall not find the moth that fluttered at her door. He is gone into the olive wood. He will return no more. He came on bleeding feet over the sterile floor, lifting the dish of bread and multiplying fish. Woman, take of this. Into the dark wood she turned to keep her solemn fast, her gaunt children moving on restless feet over the needle floor. She is withdrawn, withdrawn, her last children waiting for the flood. How shall the sword pass over where there is no blood? He has been here before, under her door, restless and ill. The banner over her is love, but he is waiting still. Dew settles on the timeless hair, and through the night the thorn trees hew a crimson path on whitened brow, and dye with blood the drops of dew. The children that he gave her she dotes upon, as well she should. Their sire is unneeded now. He weeps beneath an olive wood. Our corpulent lady with the blue lace and white hem disdained the donkey faces. She was none of them. Confident of her grace, she turned to go, tripped on her veil. A sudden wind whipped out her gown, revealed a tassel tail. Hard hooves clattered on the stone of coming dawn, swirling away before the sun appeared. Where has Our Lady gone? This is called the Our Lady of the Dogwood. Lady of the Dogwood, you are a star. Stars are in motion, gathering stars. Each star a hub round which the growing planets wheel. And wheels like these shall bear your chariot over mountains, precipice, and seas. Light without shadow pearls through the floodgates. The flowing wind shall clothe you with the petals light as snow, and all shall know you are beloved. Ions ago, a finger wrote upon the blackest slate, I love you. Hence I must create what is to be. And then love spawned the world of our captivity. Captive myself within that deepest heart, I too am bidden to the feast. Ever new hope working in my soul, a fervent yeast. Come with me to the meadows. We'll recover Pentecost. Leave the Lady of the Hemlock in her dirge of loss and frost. Here in the valley is the stream where we may dip our feet, forget where we have been before, walking down this wet pathway on this sure baptismal floor. The minnow hides under the rock, and the crab hides under a reed. Eddies swirl the little pools, hills recede. Shall we go where the yellow cowslips skip down to meet us at the bend, and the lilies nod from their white cool? The sun is yellow on the willow, and the red wing swings upon a stem. Come, my lady, for the showers shall descend, and the brooks return to seas. Peace is where the waters wash our feet in their pure white litanies. White Lady. The beautiful are many, my love is only one. She is the bride, the little white nun. She is the bride that's singing in the sun. You will not find her in an ancient foundered ship, in musty bones and relics, in cold and molding crypts. Her face is clean and smiling. She is no catechist. She's life. She's love. She's service. She needs no Parthenon. She is the bride, the lily-white nun. She is the bride of Christ that's walking in the sun. Then I'm going to turn to something a little different, but it comes back from pretty much the same period of time, Mount Jeff. That is back in 1951, 52 in that area. And I will read a few sections from this. Thought is a growing thing, which when it ceases to be green has become a fossil. I stir dry leaves in my vortex. There is seed under dry leaves. If I find one, I shall plant it in you. You have humus enough for growing. Slough off the old stuff. We must grow our own substance. We must learn to amputate without remorse or pity. Even our beliefs wear out when we are green and growing. And do not despise the desert. It has bred many prophets. It will breed others. Dryness is the mother of our wetness. Choke spring spurt again in all their hurt loveliness. Try to be a cut diamond, flashing in every direction. Be exact, but not too specific. Suggestive rather than final. Respect man's power of image, expand it, stir it, and leave it. Let there be awe and wonder. These will be inspired parents. Believe that nothing is final, and that all our leapings after an image remain as we, somewhere between the A and the Z. Sermons are vain and futile. I rub off myself on others. Therefore, no egoist, I court myself openly, knowing that in so doing I am wooing others. It is through self I reach infinity and you. You think I sustain you. I suck at your breasts, and what I have given, I have also taken from you. We must impregnate ourselves and conceive quietly. Light has its hell, according to Nietzsche. It is this sticky pity for our human sickness. And if God had chosen some other way to make a child and had decided against the lure of blood and had simply sprinkled a little salt or a little sawdust over us, men would have said the handful of water would have served better, and sin must have blood. For whichever way light turned, reason would have run after to say, you could do better, like the men advising father and son how best to use a donkey, which they presently lost while crossing a river of water. Unquenchable fire, who shall explain it? Perhaps some scientists in hell will ascertain its strange ingredients. God does not move. All swings before him. Possibly hell itself turns over nightly to reveal its sinking bottoms. God is to man what each one will make him. Uranium may be a shining glory or a burning mushroom.
You've been listening to Oliver Everett, professor of English at the University of Alaska. This program was produced in the studios of KUAC for the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.